Disappointing, yeah. I think that's been the word for the whole season. Today was no different. First half, thought the team played well. I thought they came out with the right attitude. The goal was unfortunate, and then second half we didn't get out of the blocks. We put ourselves under pressure and didn't deal with Brentford's kind of style, where they applied a bit more pressure higher up the pitch.
You gave a start for the first time in 17 months to Lee Nichols in goal, and he saved a penalty, so that's a positive.
Yeah, I thought second half he grew into the game more. He made some great saves at a time when Brentford were cutting us open. He saved the penalty, so he showed me that he can handle big games, because this was a big game this afternoon in terms of atmosphere and the challenge that Brentford provided. So he's one of the very few that come out with any sort of credit this afternoon.
You also brought on Jordan Flores and Luis Robles, and with the fact that you've got Tim Chow in there as well and Lee Nichols, that's four players that have come through the ranks. That's not happened in the first team game for Wigan, I think, for the best part of a generation. Is that a statement of intent on your part that you want to give youth a chance?
Yeah, I do, but only if they're good enough, and the boys that I put on the park have shown that they merit that opportunity. And hopefully I've gave them a taste and they come back in the summer ready to work again and get in the team. The team gets picked by people who work hard in training and show they want to be a part of it. And the boys today done well, and hopefully they come back next season ready for more of it.
Do you foresee a different side next season? Because clearly players are at the end of their contract. Some have been on loan. Others have been on short-term contracts. So will it be a different side that starts in League One?
Yeah, I think so. I think in terms of personnel and in terms of approach, it will be a totally different team. And there's a lot of hard work to make sure we get that and get it right.
Your chairman is saying he wants you straight back up. Do you think you can achieve that?
Yeah, that's always been my aim. As soon as we went down, then that was my aim. But as I said, it's going to take a lot of hard work in terms of getting the right players in. And then we're going to have to work hard with them. But I said to the players in there, if you want to be a part of it and you show me that, great. If you don't, then it's time to go elsewhere. But I, for one, will be given everything to achieve that.
You've only been in the job for a month. Are you already looking at players for next season? Have you identified players that you would like?
Yeah, we've been working very hard. The club's been working hard. And myself and my staff have been working very hard. And that work will continue until we get the right people in. And I'm sure we'll get that.
It's sad to go down after 2 years after lifting the FA Cup, but for next season in the third tier, are you positive?
Yeah, I'm always positive. That's my character. I always believe that with hard work and the right people around you, then we can achieve things. As I said, I think Brentford and Bournemouth are an example that it can be done, and we'll be working very hard to achieve that.